It's a tragic story. A young athlete has a heart attack and dies. Brandon Williams was only 13 years old when he suffered sudden cardiac arrest. Since then, the school Brandon attended has acquired an external defibrillator, a device that can shock a heart back into a normal rhythm. But the solution for some people is a miniature implantable defibrillator. 22-year-old Paul McSweeney was only 11 when doctors diagnosed him with a genetic heart disease called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It causes the heart wall to thicken. His mother, Mary McSweeney, recalls the doctor's instructions.
They said that he should limit his activity, which is really tough for an 11-year-old kid, and that he could live a normal life, but that there was a risk of sudden death.
To reduce that risk, Paul had a defibrillator implanted in his chest. Later on, when he took a nap after the stress of studying for final exams, his heart started beating irregularly.
I just abruptly woke up, and I wasn't really sure what had happened at that point in time. And, you know, I later went in for a medical checkup, and they confirmed the fact that I had, in fact, been defibrillated.
The timing was amazing. He got a defibrillator only months before he needed it, and it saved his life.
Dr. Barry Marin is an expert in hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Dr. Marin and his colleagues studied about 500 patients like Paul with implanted defibrillators.
We have found that it is now possible to change the natural course of the disease for some patients by preventing sudden cardiac death.
The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. During the course of the study, the defibrillators sent electric shocks to more than 100 patients who had irregular heartbeats, saving their lives. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Yeah, I do. It's down 94, so it's from VOA.